Today is Thursday, August 15th, 2019. Xbox promises big news at Gamescom, and next-gen hardware is looking impressive. All this and more on today's edition of the Gamer Daily News Podcast. All the biggest gaming news stories delivered in less than 10 minutes. I'm so happy you're here. My name is X1. Let's do this. One of the big players promises big news. I think it's time to pay attention. I'm very excited. Gamescom is coming up, and Microsoft has promised big news. This is a news story over at GameSpot. One of the world's biggest gaming shows, Gamescom, takes place next week in Germany, and Microsoft is among the big companies attending the event. Microsoft has now announced more details about its plans for the show, one part of which is an Inside Xbox episode that promises news and more. The new Inside Xbox episode is scheduled to premiere on Monday, August 19th at 5 p.m. local time in Germany. That works out to be 8 p.m. Pacific time. And for viewers in Australia, that's 1 a.m. in the morning. The broadcast will air on Mixer, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. And Microsoft promises, quote, big news. What could it be? Do you think it's xCloud stuff? Do you think it's next-gen stuff? Do you think it's more about Halo Infinity? Probably, I'm just going to say Halo Infinity, because why not, right? I mean, that would be huge news. Anything new and interesting we can get on that? Maybe some actual gameplay? Oh, that would be so sick. One of the things that Destiny nails, one of the things that sets Destiny apart from all of the other games of its type, from all of the other games of its genre, is its style. And it's got style, baby. Loads of style. Well, in a news story over at PC Gamer, Destiny 2 live stream shows off dramatic changes coming to armor customization. That's right, major changes are coming to Destiny 2 when the Armor 2.0 system goes live as part of the upcoming Shadowkeep expansion on the 1st of October. Bungie devs revealed how players will be able to take advantage of those changes to, quote, build a better monster-killing machine, unquote, in a live stream yesterday that showcased the full process of creating and customizing loadouts. In case there was any doubt, Armor 2.0 is a major overhaul to the current system. Armor pieces will carry strength, intelligence, and discipline stats as they did in Destiny 1, along with the existing resilience, recovery, and mobility stats. And all of them will now scale from 1 to 100. The new stats will impact melee, super, and grenade recovery time, which will enable deeper options for customized builds. As a side note, mobility will also now impact base speed in Armor 2.0, which it did not do previously for some reason. Bungie is clearly aiming to go deeper in the RPG aspect of Destiny 2 by focusing heavily on enabling players to min-max their characters, min-max their builds. Ammo finders will now be tied to specific weapons, for instance, and will work more reliably than they do now. You'll also be able to put two different types of reloaders on a single set of gloves, something that is currently just not possible. You will also be able, and this is my favorite part, you will also be able to more easily see the results of all this new hotness in Armor 2.0. Your Sparrow and Ghost will now be visible on the character screen, all three of them together, so you can mix, you can match, you can coordinate your designs with your Sparrow, with your Ghost. It's going to be amazing. Destiny 2, nail style. This is just making style more relevant, in my opinion. I think it's awesome. Well done, Destiny 2. Well done, Bungie. Here's to the future. Next generation hardware. It's looking sweet. It's looking swelt. This is a swelt. Is that a word? I think svelte is what I needed to say, right? Isn't that the word for, like, I don't know. That's what they call me at the gym. Svelte. Gaming Bolt says Xbox Scarlett's DDR6 memory will quickly load assets. PS5 Zen 2 CPU will allow complex enemies. This is according to a Kill Squad developer. It's super exciting. The PS5 and Xbox Scarlett both boast some seriously impressive hardware, especially for the console market. And though the bulk of the conversation surrounding them has been dominated by how both will be making use of solid state drives, there's a lot more to be excited about as well. The Xbox Scarlett, for instance, boasts DDR6 memory in its specs, while both it and the PS5 will be making use of AMD's Zen 2 processors. And according to Ricardo Seligman, producer of Novarama, Developers of the co-op action RPG Kill Squad, both those things will allow for some tangible improvements in the design and development of next-gen games. Speaking with Gaming Bolt about the Zen 2 CPU, to be found in the PS5 and the new Xbox, he said that it will, quote, lead to bigger hordes of enemies and smarter, more complex foes that will enrich the experience. This is super, super exciting. We already know there's basically going to be no load times or much, much reduced load times. I am so excited for the next gen. I think next gen of consoles, we're getting to a point where I think console makers are realizing, hey, we need to be able to compete with PC builds, PC gamers, and so we need to have something customized that can do that. And I think they're delivering. I really do. I think the PS4 Pro and the Xbox One X both showed that they're capable of delivering that at a reasonable price. And it's for super exciting. It's super exciting for the future of gaming, and it's super exciting for console gamers. And that does us for today, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me. Hope your Thursday has gone fantastic. Hope your week has gone well. If you haven't had a chance to game yet, what are you doing? Go play some games. Sit down, relax, have fun, my man. My woman, whoever you are, enjoy yourself. I'll be back here first thing tomorrow morning. If you haven't yet, head over to iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe to us there. It really helps the show. It helps boost us in the rankings. Thank you very much for all of your support. I love this. I love doing this each and every single day. I will see you guys next time. Have a great rest of your day.